Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Being a kicker in this league could easily be one of the most mentally demanding jobs in the NFL. You're either the hero or you bear the brunt of losing a close game. And going into the playoffs, there are bound to be a few of those that are decided by just 3 points. Steven Gostkowski finished first in the NFL with the most points by a kicker this season, but there's still a really important part of the season left to be played. Last year, both conference championship games came down to the kick. The Patriots remember that moment all too well. The Ravens lined up to kick a field goal that would send the game into overtime, another chance at competing for a shot to go to the Super Bowl. The Patriots were on the defensive, and the best thing that could have happened for them had happened. Kicker Billy Cundiff went wide left for his 32-yard kick, and any hopes the Ravens had at a chance in the Super Bowl were now over. Gostkowski says that at that moment, he was only focused on what he could control. So his time on the sideline during that make-or-break play wasn't spent watching Cundiff lined up for the kick, but he remembers being excited when it was over.
I was kicking in the net, getting ready for overtime or my chance to kick at the end of the game. And, you know, I just kind of worry about what I do.
But Gostkowski knows the feeling of saving a game.
A kick on the 48-yard field goal attempt on the way. And it is good.
And how it feels when one slips away.
Kick is on the way. Kick is no good.
The hardest part is getting over a bad game, and that just comes with experience and time, and you have to have confidence and mental toughness, and, you know, they preach a lot of that here.
And just like anything else, you have to learn to let things go, the good ones as well as the bad ones. Being a kicker in the NFL is better suited for the mentally tough.
I mean, it's all mental. You just don't let the moment take you over. You just kind of go with the flow, and you don't have to do anything different than you would do in any other kick, and that's what you try to do, and you try to put yourself in that situation in practice and stuff like that, but it's just all about having confidence and trying to be cool.
And entering the playoffs, there are bound to be some close games. In the past 5 years in the postseason, there's been at least one game decided by a field goal. But Gostkowski says that any game, whether it's playoffs or not, can depend on him. So after all of his experience, it doesn't really faze him anymore. Staying mentally sharp is all part of Gostkowski's everyday preparation. He's well aware that if he misses an important field goal, fans don't tend to forget it. And over the years, he's learned to roll with the punches of what football fans think they know about the kicking game.
Oh, I don't know. You hear a lot of stuff. People make fun of us all the time, but you just got to stick up yourself and keep on fighting.
Gostkowski may have had a rocky start, but he finished the regular season with 66 extra points, putting him second in the NFL and Patriots history. That will do it from Gillette Stadium. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.